When tragedy strikes, it takes your breath away. Literally, figuratively, and fully. And as you try to make sense of it, there don't seem to be words strong enough, wide enough, and deep enough to carry what you're holding inside. It's like our language, this tool you rely on to connect with others, it hasn't evolved enough to handle moments like these. There are no words to fully wrap around the pain. No syllables that can hold the gravity of a life gone too soon. In these moments, silence feels both deafening and sacred. But I want to tell you something. Something I wish someone had told me a long time ago. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be completely still, numb, and unfeeling. And yes, it's even okay to laugh, even when the world tells you it's too soon. You see, there's no script for grief, no timeline for tragedy. Our world sees too many go far too soon. We lose children, siblings, parents, friends, mentors, pillars in our lives, without warning. And we're left to pick up the pieces of a reality that no longer fits. The hardest part? Life doesn't stop. The bills still come. The emails still pile up. There's still dinner to cook, homework to supervise, and deadlines to meet. Even when your body, it feels like lead, and your chest can't quite expand fully. The world, it just keeps going. And you have to keep breathing, even when it hurts, even when every breath feels like a betrayal of the one who no longer gets to take one. You have to keep moving, not because you're over it, but because somehow you carry both the memory and the motion. Tragedy may just take moments, but the aftermath, that's a long road, paved with flashbacks and what-ifs and unanswered questions. And if you're in that space right now, if your grief still has no words, if your throat tightens up at random, if you're tired of being strong, I want you to hear this clearly. You are not broken. You are human. And you're navigating a kind of emotional terrain that has no GPS, no roadmap, just one foot in front of the other, sometimes crawling, sometimes standing still. So no, you don't have to bounce back. You don't have to be strong for others every second of every day. You don't have to package your pain into something more palatable for those who don't know what to say. Your grief, it deserves space. Your healing deserves patience. And maybe, just maybe, in the quiet, in the tears, in the rage, and in the numbness, you'll begin to find your own language. One that doesn't need to be understood by everyone. One that doesn't need to be eloquent or clean. One that simply says, I'm still here. I'm still breathing. And that is enough for today.